A special live broadcast with David Dejanovic. Tales of Hope on KSL News Radio.
We have been broadcasting live at Salt Lake County Animal Services on 39 South and 5th West all morning long. I've been out here on site. Dave's been back in studio. And we've been talking at length about the governor's declaration to make shelters across Utah no-kill shelters this year. It is a heavy lift for these shelters in a lot of ways, but fortunately we have private organizations and nonprofits, Dave, that are stepping in to help rescue pets. Like, we talked to Nuzzles and Company last hour, and they are out of Summit County, and they're doing a great job with very low-cost spay and neuter clinics so we don't overpopulate with kitties and puppies, and we can help our shelters get to that no-kill status this year. We're going to learn more about that throughout the broadcast. And I also think, Dave, another important element to this is we have to get away from adopting pets and then surrendering them for specifically, I'm going to say, behavioral issues, because there's so much we can do to train our dogs specifically. So, They're nice puppies, and they behave when we want them to behave.
Yeah, and so often when we see surrenders, when we see people drop their animal off at a shelter or somewhere like that, it's because of a housing issue. Whether your apartment doesn't take pets any longer or they grow too big for the area, housing plays a crucial role. But specifically speaking about behavioral issues right now, I think so often, and anyone that's had an animal, they're just not quite sure what to do or how to do it. So having some of those behavior training skills can completely change your experience with your animal, your dog, and yes, you can even train a cat. Let's talk
to have our guest on
Wayne
the line,
Ogden,
Dave?
Right now. He's with Bar-T Kennels. Wayne, thanks for joining us. Can you speak to this a little bit about how we, what do we do? What resources are out there? Because I think sometimes training courses and learning what to do, they can be expensive, but it's a crucial component of owning a pet.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things you just mentioned a minute ago is behavioral issues are often very, easily corrected by a professional trainer. There's a lot of professional trainers available out there. Prices vary, long range. But what is important is that those dogs, they need your time, training, direction, patience, consistency, love. And over all of that, they really want and need leadership. And that's something I think a lot of trainers can provide for people that are having problems with their dogs.
Wayne, this is Debbie, and I'm live at Salt Lake County Animal Services. I'm so grateful you were able to call in today because I have so many questions, and I really have to hand it to my son. He recently adopted just the cutest little ground puppy that I can come over and love on. And she is a puppy, but he has been working nonstop with her. And she was at my house just a couple of days ago for my birthday. And we celebrated with Kona and all of my kids. And Kona is already, he's already training her to the point where she is following his commands. And he's just been so good with her, and he's spending so much time with her. And I've realized how important it is to start these little puppies young just by watching my son CJ train Kona.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the younger you can start them, the better. Any dog over, we normally don't take anything before 8 weeks, but 8 to 10 weeks, those dogs are ready to learn. They're ready to please you and do what you're asking them to do. So,
how do you find the balance? Because I think it's kind of hard to discipline a dog, or like to know what is appropriate discipline. How do I learn that? Are there resources out there, and how can I learn how to do some of these basic training things?
I think it's important to understand there's a lot of people that are really high on non-aversive training, and there's some that are, you know, high on some sort of aversive training. Our key and my key is that dogs thrive on love and praise. They thrive on being told no and then immediately being told good boy, good girl, as soon as they have done what they're supposed to do. So a dog needs to learn what no means. They need to learn boundaries, but they also need that love and praise is the reason they're going to continue to do things for you.
Wayne, how old is too old to start training a dog? Is there like a breaking point where there's just no way to get a hold of bad behaviors, or can a dog be trained at any age?
I believe they can be trained at any age. We've trained and worked with dogs as old as 10 and 11 years old, and they've done great. They've done fabulous and changed, you know, what they were doing wrong or what, you know, the issues they were having have been able to be reversed within days, and we love that. So,
how do I know if a dog's animal's behavioral issues are too much and are just at the point where maybe you're unprepared, or how can you know this, or is there a way to know that?
Well, I think aggression is a thing that some dogs have things going on. We've had dogs, you know, that are inherently aggressive and just it just won't go away, whether something's triggered wrong in their brain or they're just, you know, by nature, just not willing to change that. And I think a lot of times anything with aggression or that, you definitely need an experienced trainer. You definitely need someone that deals with aggression and can work with it. And at that point, I think that trainer can give you a really good idea in a really short period of time that, hey, this dog is probably not going to be able to get over this. But I will say with that, 95% of the dogs can and will, you know, maybe even higher than that. But it's imperative to understand that those behaviors can be changed if they're worked with right.
Wayne Ogden, thank you for joining us. Another question, Deb?
Oh, can I just ask one more quick question? I'm sorry. I know it's remote, and sometimes we step on each other, Dave. I apologize. But I just want to know, just give us a going rate in general if somebody is seeking out a trainer. So dog owners, it's already so expensive to own a dog and feed the dog and maybe get vet care. What's a range they should be looking for, Wayne, in about 10 seconds? I'm sorry. We don't have a lot of time.
All right. No, you're fine. There's a range of probably anywhere from as low as $100 for classes all the way up to several thousand for board and train.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your time and expertise. Wayne Ogden with Bartee Kennels.
Straight ahead, Dave, I'm going to speak live with Sauk County Animal Services. We're going to talk about what adoption costs are. Are they offering low cost or free spay and neuter clinics? And what does that look like compared to taking your animal to your local vet where it may be more expensive? And also, if you want to volunteer, what are the volunteer opportunities here at Sauk County Animal Services and beyond?